Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and in today's program, we're talking about health.
Mm.
And, of course, a lot of us are concerned about our health. We might have hypertension and high blood pressure and some other problems. And maybe you could consider something called flotation therapy to cure what ails you.
Interesting. I haven't heard of flotation therapy. If you float, guys, you're just on top of the surface of the water. So I'm not sure how that's going to help you. It would help you relax, that I must say. And I think relaxing is really good for us because most of us are too stressed.
Indeed. And I have heard about these flotation tanks. I heard about them way back in college.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know that they were using them for some kind of therapy,
which
makes sense to me. But if you don't quite know what this is, you got to stay tuned to our program because as our program continues, we will introduce this to you and explain it for you. So let's do that right now. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson and we'll be right back. Imagine stripping away each one of your senses until the only thing left to focus on is the breath moving in and out of your chest. It sounds difficult, even terrifying, but removing sensory input is actually a way of achieving total relaxation in both mind and body. Flotation therapy, designed to help you achieve that relaxed state, is gaining ground in a world that's flooded with constant sensory stimulation. Flotation therapy, or floating, uses large isolation tanks filled with 11-inch deep water. The water itself contains 850 pounds of Epsom salt, or magnesium sulfate, which keeps you afloat. Once inside the tank, you close the door, lie back, and relax. The water's temperature is set to 33 degrees Celsius to match your skin's, giving the illusion that your body and the water are one and the same. You float in complete darkness with neither sound nor scent to occupy your mind. Flotation therapy has effectively treated stress and anxiety, migraines, chronic pain, and insomnia. In fact, a 60-minute float is equal to 4 to 6 hours of deep sleep. Its benefits extend even further than that, however. Athletes have long found it useful for speeding up the recovery from an injury. Additionally, floating releases dopamine and endorphins, the neurotransmitters responsible for mood elevation or happiness. On top of all that, your body absorbs some of the magnesium, which helps regulate blood pressure and leaves your skin feeling smooth. Float centers are popping up all over North America. Many of them, such as the Flotation Center in Halifax, Canada, combine floating with other therapies, including massage and acupuncture. Other mindfulness practices, including meditation and yoga, are also offered. Achieving inner peace might seem like a lofty goal, but with an amazing float experience, it might not be so hard to come by after all.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title here, Curing What Ails You with Flotation Therapy. If something ails you, it's kind of an old-fashioned word.
Mm.
We use it to talk about what's bugging us, what's hurting us, something that's causing you trouble or even causing you some pain. So they're trying to figure out how we can cure what ails us. Flotation therapy is what we're going to be talking about. And I mentioned what floating is. If you float, you're lying on the surface of the water. And so it's kind of interesting. It's very relaxing. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. Flotation, that's just simply the act of floating. And let's go to the first paragraph here. It says, imagine stripping away each one of your senses until the only thing left to focus on is the breath moving in and out of your chest, in and out. You're breathing, basically. You're inhaling and exhaling. And you have to imagine stripping away all of your senses, which are what? Seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. And if you strip away something, that means basically you get rid of it kind of quickly to strip away the paint on your old house because you want to repaint it.
So it sounds difficult, perhaps, even terrifying. Terrifying is really, really scary. But removing sensory input, what you take in with your eyes and your nose and what you hear, you're taking it in, that's input. And we're talking about our senses, so sensory is being used. Sensory is an adjective here, sensory input. It's actually a way of achieving total relaxation in both mind and body. If you relax, you just let all of your muscles kind of unwind. In yoga class, they do a lot of relaxation techniques. It's just the state of being free from any tension you might have. Or anxiety. You let your worries go as well. So that's what we're trying to do here. There have been a lot of studies that tell us if you're stressed, you're not going to live as well and you might not live as long as you would hope.
Exactly. So you do need to relax from time to time. To relax is the verb and relaxation is the noun. I'm going to take some time off of work to get some rest and relaxation, recharge my batteries, so to speak.
Or as we like to say, I need some R&R.
Right, rest and relaxation.
That's exactly what R&R is. R, ampersand, R.
They rest. Use that a lot in the military, though.
I need some R&R.
Yeah, I'm getting some R&R. I'm going to have some rest and relaxation.
Oh, I grew up hearing it all the time.
Okay.
You know, my dad says it a lot.
Okay, we didn't say it so much, but in any case here, let's move on now to the next sentence. It says, flotation therapy, designed to help you achieve that relaxed state, is gaining ground in a world that's flooded with constant sensory stimulation. Isn't that true? In this sentence, we have the phrase to gain ground. It is gaining ground, present progressive tense there. And that just means it gets more influential, it gets more popular, it is getting more and more known about.
Yeah. So if something's flooding, it just means you're getting a lot of that thing all at once. We often use flood in the literal sense to talk about water that doesn't have a way to escape into the ground and it starts coming into your house. That's kind of a mess. That's when usually floods after typhoons or big storms. Constant means all the time. And I just talked about sensory having to do with our five senses. Stimulation is the word we use when we're talking about something that actually gets us going. It actually raises the level of awareness in your body. It might encourage interest in some sort of activity. It could stimulate your interest. Sometimes people need a little stimulation because they're bored. So they'll go and play video games or go out with friends so that they feel more alive. Actually, we're trying to get away from that, aren't we? Because if your senses are always stimulated, you can't relax. And so they're trying to focus only on actually kind of just listening to your breath going in and out of your body as a way to relax.
Yep, you're in this tank and there's no way to see anything. It's all dark in there. It's all quiet. And we will talk about that tank here in the next paragraph. So here we go with the next paragraph.
Okay.
It says, flotation therapy or floating for short here, uses large isolation tanks filled with 11-inch deep water. So there you go. We've got these isolation tanks. A tank is not something that's going to attack you on the battlefield in this case. In this case, a tank is just a large container that has, a gas in it or liquid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an isolation tank. Isolation refers to when you are being separated from other people. You're going to be all by yourself there. So you're going to be in this tank and it's filled with 11-inch deep water. And then that water itself contains 850 pounds of Epsom salt, which I guess is a kind of salt here. Or if you want to know exactly what Epsom is, it's magnesium sulfate. Okay, so that's the chemical name for that. And that water and all that salt keeps you afloat. You could also say it keeps you floating.
Some of you have probably seen some elderly people who have a little tub of water down by their feet, and they put some sort of salt in it. And it makes their feet feel better. That's Epsom salt. Epsom, by the way, Tom, is it's named after a town in England. And in that town of England, they have natural mineral waters.
Okay.
So that's where that comes from.
I thought it was the name of a company that made printers or something
like
that.
Yeah, I thought so too. Hmm. Spelled a little differently. I think you're thinking about Epson.
Yeah, with an N at the end instead of an M. But this has got an M. And as you said, that's a town in England known for its spas or whatever.
And mineral water.
Mineral water. They would have spas, I guess, if
we
have
that too.
Water.
Yeah, sure. I know.
And so you put all that salt in there and it keeps you afloat. It keeps you floating. And once inside the tank, you close the door, you lie back, and you relax. Okay, so that's what you do in this tank, and the water's temperature is set to 33 degrees Celsius to match your skin's, giving the illusion that your body and the water are one and the same. Yes, I've heard of this. I heard about this many years ago where actually I think one is slightly higher than the other because it kind of changes while you're in there. But in any case, eventually you get this feeling that you don't really know where your body ends and where the water begins.
Very interesting. I just wanted to note, it's a little grammar note here. Notice at the beginning of the sentence, they say the water's temperature, and they're using the possessive S there. Mm-hmm. You actually don't need that. You could say the water temperature.
You could?
Yeah, you sure could, because water there would be an adjective. The water temperature sounds kind of warm, must be very relaxing. I think I'd be a little nervous shutting a door.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of drowning. I don't know why, but, you know, that kind of gives me that feeling of claustrophobia where you feel like you're in a very tight space. I don't think
it's kind of hard to imagine being able to be comfortable with that, but I suppose, you know, once you try it one time, you'll want to do it again and again. Now, here's what happens. You float in complete darkness, so you can't see anything, with neither sound nor scent to occupy your mind. So again, we are stopping all sensory stimulation here. You can't see, you can't hear anything, you can't smell anything.
You actually do hear your breathing. They actually wanted to emphasize that. You can't really turn that off.
But a scent here just means it's a specific smell, basically. Yeah. So there's no scent or no smell which will occupy your mind. So, yeah, you're kind of liberated there. You don't really have to have all that stimulation. You will not be bombarded with all that information that we are usually during the day.
Now, if something gives you the illusion that something is true, it means something's a little deceiving. It's kind of tricking your mind. An illusion can be a false idea or belief, or it can be a deceptive appearance. Something kind of just tricks you into thinking something that's not true. It gives you this idea that your body and the water are one and the same. And of course, they aren't. Your body is separate from the water. So you float in complete darkness with neither sound nor scent to occupy your mind. Right now, guys, somebody who's going to occupy your mind for just a while is our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要谈论的主题是 flotation therapy。这叫做漂浮疗法。在这里的第一个句子提到 Imagine stripping away each one of your senses until the only thing left to focus on is the breath moving in and out of your chest. 在这里要你想象一下呢，把你所有的感官都把它剥除，直到唯一剩下的就是专注在自己的呼吸上面。延续这样的文意，后面提到的正是我们今天要介绍的 flotation therapy。在这里，第一个空格，我们可以选择 sentence D， 要把感官都把它消除，听起来有点很特别跟困难吧？所以 sentence D 里面提到的是 ，It sounds difficult, even terrifying.But removing sensory input is actually a way of achieving total relaxation in both mind and body. 在这里的句子当中所提到的 removing sensory input 就可以呼应前面所提到的 stripping away each one of your senses, 都是指的要把感官的这种感觉呢把它移除掉。所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 sentence D。 在第二段就开始介绍在漂浮疗法当中使用了一个大型的漂浮箱，一个 tank。 在这里第二个空格前面提到 The water itself contains 850 pounds of Epsom salt or magnesium sulfate, which keeps you afloat. 其实呢，在这里面的水箱，水本身含有850磅的泻盐，这个泻盐又称为硫酸镁，可以让你漂浮着。所以接下来要做什么动作呢？当然就是要进入水箱，然后开始体验漂浮的感觉咯。所以第二题搭配文意，我们可以选择 Sentence B. Sentence B 提到 Once inside the tank, you close the door, lie back, and relax. 一进到水箱里面，把门关上，往后躺，就可以开始放松了。所以第二题的标准答案，我们就选择 Sentence B.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about flotation therapy. And we are talking about these isolation tanks. They've got water in there with Epsom salts, and then the temperature is set to 33 degrees Celsius. And so you have this illusion that your water or the body and the water are one and the same. This actually reminds me of an old William Hurt movie called Altered States. I don't know if you saw that before, but he was a scientist experimenting with illusion. So he used these isolation tanks along with some drugs. And then he thought that he was actually some kind of caveman or something. Hey, check it out. It's actually one of my favorite movies. But in any case here, flotation therapy has effectively treated stress and anxiety. Migraines, chronic pain, and insomnia. So these are some of the ailments that you might be suffering from. And it has effectively treated those illnesses. If something does something effectively, that means it actually does what it's supposed to for the most part. It may not do it 100%, but probably 90% and above. You could say that, hey, did you take that drug? Nah, it's not effective. I still have my headache. So I was not effectively treated for a headache.
Well, it's treated stress and anxiety. Anxiety is nervousness, worry about something in the future.
I got a test tomorrow. What am I going to do? My parents hate me. I don't know what to do. I'm just so nervous.
Now, that is the noun form of the adjective anxious. If you feel anxiety, you're anxious. Migraines are a terrible type of headache that sometimes makes you throw up, makes you nauseous, and sometimes you can't see very well. Tom gets migraines sometimes. I do occasionally. They're not fun, that's for sure.
Mine are pretty mild, though. But, yeah, I can't see for about an hour or so when I get one.
I get these stripes that go across my eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing as me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Now, chronic pain means a pain that persists or continues for a long time. So you just can't get rid of it by, you know, going to bed for an hour or a day and waking up and it's gone. No, it's always with you.
Mm-hmm. So it could lessen that pain. I don't think it would probably totally get rid of it. And also it could treat insomnia. That's basically when you can't sleep at night. I just can't get to sleep. I'm suffering from insomnia. Well, in fact, a 60-minute float is equal to 4 to 6 hours of deep sleep. That sounds cool. And its benefits extend even further than that, which means you can get more to benefits. There are more good things to get from this. For example, athletes. They have long found it useful for speeding up the recovery from an injury. So if you are a marathon runner or a weightlifter or a basketball player, that means you're an athlete, somebody who does sports. And sometimes you might get an injury. You might pull a muscle or something and it hurts and you can't play. So they've long found it useful for speeding up that recovery. Recovery from an injury. Injury, of course, is when you get hurt. And to speed it up, and the recovery, of course, means that you're speeding up or making faster the time it takes for you to get better.
Now, additionally, there are some more good things. Floating releases or lets go of something called dopamine and endorphins. These are two things we love as human beings. Dopamine is a kind of compound. It's a chemical that we have in our body. And endorphin is a type of hormone. And when you're feeling good, you have these two things in your brain, which we love because it makes us happy. Now, neurotransmitters, these are something, it's a chemical substance that's released at the end of our nerves. We have a lot of nerves in our bodies. And these things are responsible, these three things together are responsible for mood elevation. Your mood is how you feel. For example, I'm in a bad mood, I'm angry today, or I'm depressed. Oh, I'm happy today, I'm in a good mood. Elevation refers to bringing something up, the action of making something go up instead of down. An elevator can take you up and down, but elevation just refers to going up to a higher level. Gives you a lot of feelings of happiness.
Elevation is also the title of a song by U2, which came out about 10 years ago. It's going through my head right now since I saw this word elevation. Now, on top of all that, which is the best part here, your body absorbs some of the magnesium from the Epsom salt there, and that helps regulate blood pressure and leaves your skin feeling smooth. Hey, we like that, don't we? If you're suffering from high blood pressure or maybe even low blood pressure, this might regulate your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. To regulate something means to control it, to not let it get too high, and to not let it get too low, like insulin regulates glucose in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And here, these Epsom salts or magnesium can regulate your blood pressure. So, yes, indeed, you could also have some smooth skin.
Cool. These float centers, that's what they're calling them, are popping up all over North America. North America would include the United States and Canada. Now, if it's popping up, if something's popping up, it just means there are a lot of them being built. And they're around everywhere. You know what pops up a lot around here?
What?
Are new drink shops with lots of different types of teas and fruit drinks. And sometimes I think, we don't even have that many people in Taiwan. How could we have this many drink shops? But everybody wants to open up their drink shop or coffee shop.
People get thirsty. They work hard. They study hard. They're going to get thirsty at some point. So I guess there's a market there. And indeed, we've got these centers popping up all over North America. Oh, there's one in Halifax. Oh, there's one in Edmonton. Oh, there's one in Minneapolis. They're just popping up all over the place. And many of them, such as the Flotation Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, they combine floating with other therapies. So if floating is not enough for you, you could get a massage there, and you could also get some acupuncture, which, of course, is very well known to people here in Taiwan. That's when you put those needles in your skin.
Yeah.
Or also, I think it includes those suction cups that people put on their back and stuff like that. That's all part of acupuncture.
What I like about these therapies is they're all natural. You know, you don't have to take harsh chemicals and medicines, and because those have side effects. Now, other mindfulness practices, that's what we're calling these sorts of therapies, include meditation. And that's actually what I thought of when we started this. It's very much like meditation, where you listen to your breathing and you try to relax your whole body. Mm. And yoga, which is awesome, that gives you a lot of relaxation and stretches your muscles. Those are great things. So there are just different ways for people to perhaps conquer some of their pain and some of their stress in their lives.
Yeah, maybe your sister could consider that. I understand your sister suffers from chronic pain.
She does.
And achieving inner peace might seem like a lofty goal, but with an amazing float experience, it might not be so hard to come by. After all, if something is lofty, that means it's pretty high and it's very difficult to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, inner peace in your mind and in your heart, well, that might be kind of hard to reach. It might be a lofty goal, but hey, you might have an amazing float experience and you might think, that lofty goal might not be so difficult to come by or to achieve after all. Maybe I should give it a try.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I like some of these ideas. I think I'm going to pass them along to my sister, as you suggested. Mm. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
接下来我们看到第三个空格前面的句子提到 Flotation therapy has effectively treated stress and anxiety, migraines, chronic pain, and insomnia. 在这里提到使用漂浮疗法可以有效的治疗压力跟焦虑，还有常常你听到的 migraines, 偏头痛 chronic pain, 慢性的疼痛 以及失眠 insomnia。而后面句子还提到，其实它可以有非常非常多的好处。这些好处告诉你呢，补充说明第三题，我们可以选择的标准答案是 sentence C。In fact, a 60-minute float is equal to 4 to 6 hours of deep sleep.我们常常说啊，睡眠是非常重要的，但是漂浮疗法只要漂浮60分钟，就相当于4到6个小时的深层睡眠，所以它带来的好处是非常非常的多的。搭配前后的文意，第三题，我们的正确答案就选 C 选项。而第四个空格前面的句子提到 Additionally, floating releases dopamine and endorphins, the neurotransmitters responsible for mood elevation or happiness. 为什么好处这么多呢？因为在漂浮的同时会释放多巴胺跟脑内啡，而它就会是造成你情绪提升或快乐的 neurotransmitter, 也就是神经传导物质。延续这样的文意，第四题我们可以选择 sentence A。 Sentence A 提到On top of all that, your body absorbs some of the magnesium, which helps regulate blood pressure and leaves your skin feeling smooth. 除了前面提到的这些可以让你愉快的感觉之外呢，你的身体还吸收了一部分的镁，这样子可以帮助你控制血压，而且让你的肌肤摸起来相当的光滑柔嫩。在这里都是谈到漂浮疗法的好处，所以搭配文意，第四题我们就选择 A 选项。最后一段在第五个空格前面的句子提到 Many of them, such as the Flotation Center in Halifax, Canada, combine floating with other therapies, including massage and acupuncture.这么好的疗法，当然这样子的中心就遍地在北美开花，包括了呢像是加拿大的一个漂浮中心，结合了漂浮跟其他的疗法，这里提到的像是 massage 按摩、针灸 acupuncture 都是非常适合这一类的。而第五题我们答案就可以选择 sentence FOther mindfulness practices, including meditation and yoga, are also offered. 在这里提到还有其他类似的正念的这种呢施行的方法，包括了 meditation, 冥想，或者是瑜伽 yoga, 在这样的中心也是可以找得到的咯。所以搭配文意，第五题的答案就选择 F 选项。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy your flotation experience if you choose to have such an experience. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.